Dictation for Augusta, AUGUSTA, Davis, DAV as in Victor, IS, February 1850. Address as a letter to Kurt, K-U-E-R-T. Excuse me, nada. K-U-R-T, Kurt Anderson, 256-3307. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Mrs. Davis, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit May. She developed a bruise on the left calf Achilles tendon, MRI to be done tomorrow. I have no objection for IV contrast, despite the renal failure, as the new second, third generation MRI contrast is safer with very low risk for systemic sclerosis. She was just doing simple physical activity. She's still able to walk. There is no limitation of movement for weakness. Does have, however, feeling tired all the time and sleepy, eating well, but has lost weight from 195 to 185, has already an AV fistula on the left side, but is not quite ready to be used. Surgeon Dr. Smith, SMITH, denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain. There is frequent diarrhea, no bleeding, sometimes incontinent of stools, no changes in urination, cloudiness of blood, presently no gross edema, denied chest pain, syncope, increased dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight calcium acetate, phosphorus binders, vitamin D125, otherwise hydralazine, beta blockers, diabetes cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 189.86, at home 136.86. I don't hear any RAL wishes, consolidation, pleural effusion. There is a systolic ejection murmur, probably aortic valve, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, about 2+ bilateral edema. There is a bruise around the Achilles tendon left-sided, extending into the lateral aspect of the foot. However, dorsiflexion, plantar flexion, and her walking, limited by pain but not weakness. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, which are from October, creatinine 2.5, slowly progressive for a GFR of 20, stage 4, potassium elevated at 5, metabolic acidosis 21 with high chloride 112, normal sodium, low albumin, corrected calcium upper normal, normal phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, probably diabetic nephropathy on top of hypertensive nephrosclerosis, small kidneys, no overt symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, left-sided AV fistula is developing but is not quite ready to be used. Next number, hyperkalemia. Next number, metabolic acidosis with high chloride. Next number, poor nutrition, low albumin. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Increased ERA-NESP. Most recent ferritin relative deficiency. Ferritin was 119, saturation 9%. We discussed about intravenous iron. Next number, prior history of gout. Next number, continue phosphorus binders, restricted diet. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, minimal effort, trauma, probably rupture, muscle ligaments on the left ankle. As indicated above, proceed with MRI. I will not prevent the use of IV contrast if it's going to give in more information. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. Usually, people will be around GFR 10, 12. Also, discuss at length with the patient. In terms of the heart murmur, she follows with cardiology, and apparently echo has been negative, and a three-day monitor, no major arrhythmia. Plan to see her back on the next few months, end of dictation.